What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
To Washington and outside the U.S. Supreme Court, which is going to be hearing arguments today on former President Trump's claim he has absolute immunity on charges of attempting to overturn the 2020 election. WOKV's Nicole DeAntonio is live for us this morning. It's been a pivotal, it could be a consequential last week of this term.
Hey there, Rich. Well, that's right. Good morning to you. You know, while former President Trump is in New York City for a separate trial, today some of his attorneys will be right here arguing before the Supreme Court. Rich, we are out here right now. There's already security fencing out here. We are expecting crowds to gather over the next couple hours as well. But today, the Supreme Court will hear arguments about whether former President Trump can be prosecuted for his alleged efforts to undo the 2020 election. Trump's lawyers say former presidents are entitled to absolute immunity. However, Special Counsel Jack Smith's team argues that Trump's actions were not part of official duties as president and that the Founding Fathers did not intend for presidents to be above the law. Now, Rich, I also want to mention that the timing of this case is also significant, and it could determine whether there's time to hold a trial before the November election.
Yeah, if we remember, the Supreme Court has moved so slowly on this case. The trial was set to start on March 4th, and all that is on hold until this matter is decided. Are we getting much of an insight into how quickly or slowly the Supreme Court may ultimately take on its decision?
Well, that's exactly right. We just don't know, and that could really have a big impact here. And not to mention, Rich, there are several different paths that the justices can take on this as well. They could allow the prosecution to move forward and set a trial date. They could also reverse the lower court's decision, and if that happens, the charges against him would be likely dropped. And again, the timing of this all plays a role as well. And I also want to mention, of course, this is one of four criminal cases that the former president faces. The Supreme Court's decision today would not impact the separate hush money trial that's happening today in New York City.
All right, we'll follow updates, obviously, through the day as the Supreme Court justices gather a little bit after the 9 o'clock hour. They'll get going about 10 o'clock, and we'll have updates for you. Listen in to some of the questions that the justices ask as our coverage of the story continues into the afternoon hours. Listen for updates during the Eric Erickson Show, noon until 3.